Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It is Saturday. It is the autumn. It is fall. As the rest of the nation begins to succumb to frostbite, we here in Southern California feel so blessed, do we not? Yes, we do, because we have the sun. And we can use the sun and this wonderful day to promote healthy perspectives and maybe healthy health routines. And that brings me to the name of the show today. Today's show, we're going to get into the sacrum. That's that triangular bone at the bottom of your lumbar spine, the sacrum. Now, I could do a show on low back pain. I could do a show on bladder infection. I could do a show on impotence. I could do a show on psychological issues. But I would be falling into the trap if I did. I would be dummying it down for you, disrespecting you, not giving you the benefit of the higher concept. Which is, today's show is not about your chronic bladder infection. It's not about the fact that you're half senile. It's not about the fact that your back kills. It's not about the fact that your knee hurts. It's not about the fact that you're impotent. It's about the fact that if you understand what the sacrum's all about, the sacrum, as the word sacred, if you understand the mystery of the sacrum, you'll understand that if you fix your sacrum, you fix everything else. Now I'm pausing so it can sink into your cranium that the mistake you're making, you are making this mistake. My office is filled with people making this mistake. If I just look at the appointment books, month to month, the mistakes are everywhere. It's low back pain, it's bladder issues, it's cancers, it's you name it, you got it, you come in with it, and you make the mistake. And the mistake is you want to know what to do about your chronic bladder infection, or about the fact that you're losing your memory, or about the fact that your back pain or neck pain won't go away. You're not understanding that no matter what you got, big part of your cure is to understand how to fix the sacrum. Now, what do I mean? What's wrong with your sacrum? Well, let me exaggerate it. People, as they get into their 70s and 80s, you ever watch them walk across the street? They look like they're going to tip over, right? That's what happens when the sacrum starts to fuse to the fifth, fourth, and third lumbar vertebra. When people down low in the sacrum and L5, fifth lumbar vertebra, when they begin to fixate, they look like they're going to tip over. Tell you a crazy story. You love crazy stories, right? That's why you listen to me for crazy stories. Here's a crazy story. Back in the day in New York when, you know, things got crazy and, you know, just you saw mob riots. You saw people running from whatever it was. 911, just your average everyday riot, blackouts. You would watch people, say, sitting at a cafe, that would suddenly have to stand up and run, maybe for the first time in 20 years. And this is true. And I've seen this, and it's astounding. It's a great illustration of my point, the fixated sacrum. They'd stand up and run because they were scared of something. They had to get away from something. And within 10 feet, they tip over and fall on their face. It's like if you walked up to a bunch of people at an outdoor cafe, none of whom who had moved their body in 20 years, you know, typical Southern California, say. And all of a sudden you went boo, and they stood up and they had to scatter fast. Half of them would tip over. They literally tip over, meaning they fall on their face. That's what's happening as the sacrum begins to fixate to the low lumbar spine. Interesting when you get the exaggeration. Now, what they don't tell you is that all the nerve plexuses, the bundles of nerves, somatic and autonomic, that control your bladder, whether you can hold it or whether you can empty it. Your testes, ovaries, uterus, vaginal canal, kidneys, rectum, everything down there demands a soft, pliable sacrum. What do I mean by a pliable sacrum? I mean by, well, watch break dancers or dancers. Pardon me, shake their booty. The stereotypical dance where the rib cage moves one way and the lower half of the body, commonly known as the booty, moves the other way. And the buttocks, booty go back and forth and back and forth while the rib cage goes the other way. You have to have a very pliable, flexible sacrum to be able to isolate that low part of your body to accomplish that. As you're doing that, you're pulling the nerve plexuses. You're pulling the nerve plexuses in front of the sacrum that send current to all the places I just mentioned. Not to mention that current causes an upward current into your brain. Give you an example. Rick Perry. No, I didn't say Perry White. That's from Superman. Katy Perry. No, I didn't say her. I said Rick Perry. You remember him? He ran for the Republican nomination for president and lost it to Mitt Romney when Romney went up against Obama. That might have been Rick Perry, governor of Texas, up against Obama. Instead of that very bland candidate, Mitt Romney, who was slaughtered. Could have been Rick Perry. It wasn't, because Rick Perry stood up before the United States audience, meaning mega on TV during the debates, and he couldn't remember the three branches of government, judicial, executive, and Congress. He couldn't remember that. It was such a tragic moment in his career. Because he would have done better than the other guy. He would have done better than Mitt Romney. He stood for something. But Rick Perry didn't get the nomination because he made this faux pas on public TV. And you know why? Because his L5 got fused to his S1. He had had a surgery before this tragic event. This is common knowledge. His fifth lumbar vertebra got fused to his sacrum. It was what orthopedic guys do in surgeries. No doubt could have been avoided. No doubt. But this is what they do. Disc herniations, recessed stenosis, spondylolisthesis, whatever else they have to deal with. The common sequela to a lot of that kind of stuff is fusion. When you fuse L5 to S1, you're going to lose your head. Craniosacral. The sacrum has to be pliable to get up to the head. It shoots a current up to your brain and the ventricles swell. The sacrum is sacred. It means sacred. In fact, the pagans, as I might say, back in the day, the Druids, the Teutons, the Vikings, the Celts, the Saxons. Those cats, you know, those 8-footer types that when Caesar pushed north past Gaul, he beat the French pretty easily. But when he got up there to the Celts and then to the Vikings, his triad of army turned around and said, I'm not doing this. And Caesar said, I agree. We won't go that far. He learned from Alexander, once you get into those territories where people, and this is the point, are wearing bones around their neck, you got to think twice. Those tribes, Celts, Saxons, Druids, Vikings, they'd take this bone and they'd make it into a pendant around the neck. They knew of its esoteric qualities. So did the ancient Egyptians. It's why the word sacrum derives from sacred, if you trace it. Now, that being the case, the chiropractors will nod and have you lie on the table and crack, crackety crack away to mobilize that sacrum. And sometimes that works, but you see, we're missing the point. Mobilizing the sacrum in the interest of pulling the perineal plexus. Mobilizing the sacrum in the interest of pulling all those nerves and getting them to shoot their electrical current into your organs so your organs work correctly. That's a tour de force. That's not a bunch of acupuncture needles. It's not a chiropractic adjustment. That's very superficial stuff. Maybe it'll help you in an acute phase, and I hope it does. If you're going, great, keep doing it. But if you want health, if you want the shebang, if you want the home run, if you want the grand slam, if you want what it's about, you got to do it yourself. Now, Ida Rolf, that's a name you should know, understood this. Anyone that's really studied how the body moves understands that you have to mobilize the sacrum. So that's what you need to do. You need to stand up and you need to tuck under and you need to squeeze the anal sphincter, squeeze the vaginal canal. And you need to say, I feel this strong pulse up into my brain. Because if you can do that, then you're mobilizing the sacrum. If you can't do that, your sacrum's locked. The implications of this are enormous. If people really understood what I'm talking about, really practiced it, health would change drastically. I'm talking like prostate problems. They will go away. But the depth of understanding you have to bring to actually turning what I'm talking about into a reality, that's a tour de force. That's an education. What a concept. Health is an education. Health is not going to the doctor and paying him to give you the fix. I'm talking holistic stuff. When I'm doing this show, I'm talking about holistic medicine unless I state it otherwise. I don't care about allopaths. They do their thing. Be glad they're there. Forget about them. Your interest is in holistic medicine. I'm telling you, holistic medicine is not about you go to the chiropractor for a crack, you go to the acupuncturist for a needle, you go to the massage therapist for a little touch, and you say you're holistic. You pop a few herbs in that you heard on some radio show about their wondrous results. That's okay. But the grand slam is underneath that. If you want health, it's underneath that. If you want a quick fix to help yourself out of a hole you are going to fall into again, then do that. See your chiropractor. See your acupuncturist. Great stuff. But underneath that are concepts. And that's why you listen to this show. Nobody gives you deeper, more relevant concepts that may go in your ear and out the other ear. Why? Because you're not prepared to practice them, to get on the journey, to pay the admission. But that, I assure you, my friends, is where you get true health. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This show is dense. It is a dense show. That's why I put recordings of my 30-minute segments each Saturday on the website. That's straighttalk.cc. If you're lost, and if you've tried everything else, and you're of sound mind and somewhat sound body, and you're not a know-it-all, and you're willing to commit, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. I do something nobody else does. Really. They may say they do, they don't. They may think they do, they're wrong. I put you on a track and I teach you how to create health for yourself. No, you can't get it off YouTube. See, that's the joke. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. We're in love with our technology. Wonderful stuff, the technology. Here's the problem. You cannot learn concepts off YouTube. It doesn't work. Not as it comes to learning the body. It doesn't work. We would need a technology we have not invented yet. I think I come, at least I broach it on 400 and something shows. I broach it. But if you're down in the trench with something, you've got to learn it. You've got to learn what radical health is all about. All right, the sacrum. You can't mobilize the sacrum. You cannot have a fluid sacrum if your quadriceps are tight. If your body, your psoas, your quadriceps, if you haven't done the shows, the stretches, if you're not flexible, that doesn't mean it happens when you get flexible. It means one step towards lengthening through the quadricep, lengthening through the lower head of the psoas, starts to free the sacrum. The abdominal exercises that are devoted to strengthening the very lower abs. And there's one I have, can't talk about it, not enough time. That's extremely effective for doing it. It's the only one I know that will really strengthen the lower abs and lengthen the psoas at the same time. There's no such thing as mobilizing the sacrum without strengthening the lower abs and lengthening the psoas. There's no such thing as lengthening the psoas unless you lengthen your quads. There's no such thing as lengthening the psoas, strengthening the lower abs, lengthening the quads, unless you're willing to deal, especially you ladies, with the emotions tucked into your groin, right where the lower end of the psoas is. The groin is where your psychological damage exists. Now there, look at what I just did. Oh, the web we weave. But that's the reality of it. This is a tour de force. I told you the sacrum was sacred. Oh, yeah, so we'll just download a few steps of it on YouTube. And you'll get it. Oh, yeah, good, got it. Let me check that one off on the list. This is what we've sold you. We have sold you this delusion that you're going to do that. You are Christian. You believe that Jesus is God. As I did, do. And my point to you is you don't open the holy book, memorize a verse or two, and go, got it. You don't do that, right? Why do you do that with your health? Why do you do that with your health? Those of you, and I know many of you, who are engrossed over the years in Bible study. Bible study, you don't learn that on YouTube, do you? Why do you think you can learn health on YouTube? You see? You see? The Bible is in code. You have to work to understand it. That's the way health is. There's a perspective you can take to the bank. But you've got to get the perspective. I call you out, America. I call you out, holistic health. And not that I blame you, because you chiropractors, you acupuncturists, you massage. This is what your teachers taught you. It's not your fault. You're innocent. But we are young in our evolution. Young in our evolution. And the mistake we're making is simple. It's very simple. We're not giving it the respect it's due. You approach health the way you approach Bible study. There's an analogy you can take to the bank. Lower abs, lengthening the quads, lengthening the psoas. Feel the emotion as it processes up in that groin area. Super, 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 super important. Now, above and beyond that is the rest of your body. The rest of your body is integrated into that sacrum. You can't talk about the sacrum without talking about the cranium. Those of you who clench your jaw, those anal retentives amongst you who will not let go of that orifice, the Tony Randalls out there. Your anal retentive, obsessive compulsive personality will freeze the sacrum. You walk into my office, I get the sense that you're anal retentive about everything in your life. You have low back pain. I know my ship is sunk. I'm going nowhere with you. Because your psychological lock into that sphincter is so progressed that your sacrum is fusing into L5 every second of your life, even as you sleep. And when you sleep, you usually clench. Check that out. Isn't that fascinating? You come in with low back pain. You come in with impotence. You come in with incontinence. And you're anal retentive in your character. You're obsessive compulsive. End of game. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? Holistic means, this is what holistic means. Holistic means anytime you write down on a piece of paper your chief concern, there are 50 other things built into it. It's a web. It's a web, and the weak link in the web is where you feel your pain. You, John Q. Public, you who I talk to today on this gorgeous Saturday morning, you have to understand that what you write down on that intake form, what you tell your doctor, whoever it may be, that your concern is the weak link in the chain that extends its tentacles in an infinite myriad of ways, changing every single second. I'll lay that one down on you because it's the truth. That's why you hear me say repeatedly on the show, health is about a labyrinth. Healing is healing yourself through a labyrinth. That's why I always say, if you're lost in the labyrinth of health, you got to know how to navigate your way out of that. And it's a mosaic. You know, this is not health that's a mosaic. Everything's a mosaic. Newtonian, Newtonian. Newtonian means straight line, so to speak. A mechanistic understanding. Did you ever talk to people who are mechanistic in their understanding? It's one way or the other. It's up or it's down. It's in or it's out. 2 and 2 is 4, and that's it. It's not 6. It's not 8. It's not 4.5. It's not 3.9. Linear analysis has a place, but life doesn't work linearly, and you don't heal linearly. You heal as a complex mosaic because your reality is the interface of many, many, many variables, many of which we don't even know. What within you can guide you? What within you can be summoned up such that it works at its adversity, meaning it works within you. What within you has the competence, the skill to do battle, so to speak, with this complex mosaic. And the truth is, we call that your soul. We call that the soul. S-O-U-L. Yeah, we're back to Bible study. What a coincidence. What an outrage. You have low back pain. You have a prostate problem. You have impotence. You have chronic bladder infections. You can't hold your feces. You know how many people come into this office and their chief complaint is fecal incontinence? They can't hold their bowels. It's a fixated sacrum underneath it. Find your soul. You've lost your soul. The way out of it is through the intelligence of the soul. Isn't it fascinating when you put it together? I have two spaces left for November 24th. Two. We're going to do it on Save the Prostate, Save the Bladder, Save the Uterus, Save the Ovaries, Save your Testes. We're going to work on the lower half of you. That's November 24th. I got two spots. 714-850-1007. Call the office. Get the details. And if you're lost in the labyrinth of health, I pull no punches when I say that. 714-850-1007. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.